This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in at this time, our friend from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He covers the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
Ray, how does the Antonio Brown news... Now, it seems like there's... I don't want to say finality, but a step toward finality that has been more solidified than ever, I think, with a meeting yesterday in West Palm. How does the Antonio Brown news impact the Steelers at the combine and at the subsequent draft?
Yeah, I mean, I think next week at the combine, I'll be out there. It's going to be busy for Kevin Colbert and Mike Tomlin and that entire staff. They're going to have, hopefully, for their sake, you know, 5, 10, maybe 12 teams involved in this, and I think things are going to ramp up there. And you know, ideally, I know we've talked about this in the past, the first day you can make a deal is March 13th, and then you sort of have a four-day window to get that done because he's due a $2.5 million roster bonus on the 17th. So I really think you're going to start hearing more and more about this starting next week at the Combine. And as you know, they could have a deal in place at any point, and then they could just finalize it on the 13th.
Ray, are they going to be willing to, I guess, play a game of chicken with that $2.5 million roster bonus on the 17th and even go up to and above the deadline on that and pay it if it means getting the kind of return on a pick they really value?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be smart for them to do that, even though, you know, that wouldn't be the ideal scenario because you potentially would – still have that distraction, and obviously they want to be done with it. But, you know, it's been interesting. The last 24 hours, I've read more and more stories, you know, nationally even, that, you know, first-round picks are back in play now. And you would assume that Art had a conversation not only with Antonio but with Drew Rosenhaus yesterday. Hey, just keep quiet. You know, we'll take care of you. Stop going on Instagram. Stop going on Twitter. And we'll get this done. And I think if Antonio can be quiet for a couple of weeks and not do anything stupid, then I think maybe a first-round pick will be back in play. But, you know, at this point, you know, I wouldn't trade him for a third-round pick. I might do it for a second-round pick. But, you know, I might pay that bonus and, you know, see what I can get for him getting closer to the draft.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Producer Matt, who you have a lovely relationship with, I think everybody does because he's one of the nicest people I've ever met, he's real high on a move like bringing in a free agent or guy that was just released, like Pierre Garçon. What do you think about a move like that, Ray?
Garçon is a little bit long in the tooth for my taste. I mean, I'd go after a guy like John Brown. He played on a one-year deal with the Ravens last year, and he's not Antonio Brown, but he does similar things in terms of, you know, being fast and stretching the field. You know, I pointed this out in my mock draft that was published yesterday. Juju Smith-Schuster is a really good receiver. James Washington might be a really good receiver, but neither of those guys are burners. They're not going to take the top off of defense. They need somebody like Antonio Brown, a big play guy, or at the very least, somebody like Martavis Bryant, who poses that threat to sort of open up this offense, you know, if and when Antonio Brown does leave. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to address receiver at some point, but I think they really need a fast guy, somebody who can run down the field, maybe draw some double coverage. I think that would be the ideal scenario. Whether you get that guy in free agency or the draft, I don't know. But John Brown would be one guy I would look at. And, you know, he wasn't all that expensive last year for the Ravens.
Could you imagine if they brought in Smokey Brown and they gave him 84? You'd have to call Cyril Wecht because AB would be so mad anyway. But I like Smokey Brown. I think he could really play.
All those people burned their jerseys, too. They didn't have to burn their jerseys.
That's right.
They didn't burn them. They
turned
them
in.
Yes.
Now they got to go to St. Vincent de Paul and buy them back.
Buy them back, yes.
In all seriousness, though, Ray, when you look at the wide receiver market free agency-wise, John Brown's one of those guys. We've heard people talk about Golden Tate, Tyrell Williams. It looks to me like a bunch of number two receivers. And could that play into the Steelers' hands in so much as there's not a number one receiver, a proven number one receiver on the free agent market? They have the one number one, proven number one receiver who is available in Antonio Brown.
I agree with you guys. And, if you want to talk suitors, I know the 49ers have been in play, and I think they will be in play. But, let's look at the teams that have multiple first-round picks. The Raiders have three of them. Don't discount the Raiders yet. Kevin Colbert dealt with John Gruden last year when they made the Martavis Bryant deal. The Green Bay Packers have two first-round picks, number 12 and number 30, and there's been a lot of speculation in the last couple of days, just like the Steelers the last couple of years. Aaron Rodgers is aging. Maybe they've underachieved. They only have one Super Bowl to show for it. Maybe they make a big splash move and try to get involved in this. So, where I look at the bad teams right now that are going to have early second-round picks, and I look at those teams that either have multiple picks in the first round or picks in the mid to late first round. So I don't think you're going to get a top-10 pick for Antonio Brown, but I do think there's a scenario there with one or more teams where you could still get a first-round pick for him if, and I know this is a big if he shuts up.
Well, I saw your mock draft. Tell me who you have the Steelers taking and why.
Well, I think you it could be corner or inside linebacker. I think it has to be one of those two at number 20. And I think Byron Murphy, even though he's smaller, he's a very accomplished corner, and he fits the bill for what the Steelers like in the first round. And really what they like in a lot of their young draft picks, they like to get them young. They like to mold them within their system. And then when they're ready to sign that second contract, they're only 25, 26 years old. Byron Murphy is only 21 years old.
Isn't he like 5'6", though, Ray?
No, he's like 5'10", 5'11".
I know, I'm being sarcastic, but he's a smurf.
But he's really good. And he's a ball hawk. He makes plays on the ball. And he's not afraid to come up and run support either. So I like him better than DeAndre Baker. I know DeAndre Baker's been mentioned as a top 10, top 15 guy, but for my money, after Greedy Williams, because he's not going to be there, I think Byron Murphy is the second best corner in this draft.
He was really good in that Utah game, that Pac-12 championship game. He was the best player on the field, no question about it. I thought so. Even though it was like did you watch that game? It was like a 10-3 game, Utah and Washington.
In the snow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's good. And, Devin Bush could be in play at number 20, but I projected a scenario. He's the linebacker from Michigan, by the way. But if they get that early second-round pick from the 49ers, he's another undersized player who, 5'11", like 230-something. Some people might be scared off by his size, so maybe he's a guy who can fall. But, if they can get either of those guys in the first round, I think they'd be in good shape. And like I said, I think it has to be a corner or an inside linebacker to replace Ryan Shazier at this point.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post-Gazette, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Free agency opens before we get to the draft, Ray. So how do they approach it? I think about $10 million in cap space. Is that correct?
I think it could be more than that. And they also could, depending on what they do with Marcus Gilbert and, some other guys, that Morgan Burnett, they could have a little bit more. But I think it's up around between 18 and 20. So they're going to have more than previous years for sure.
Okay, so how aggressive do they get and what do they look to add in free agency? Is it one big splash name or is it a couple of John Bostic-type signings?
Yeah, hopefully you John Bostic only signed for like $2 million. You don't know what you're going to get in the draft, so I think they almost have to go out there and find themselves another veteran cornerback. Maybe someone like Cody Sensabaugh. And I think Cody is only making like $2 million a year on his two-year deal, which is done. He's an unrestricted free agent. They almost have to go out and get a veteran corner just to safeguard yourself against the scenario where, you don't like a corner early in the draft and the board doesn't fall your way. So I think corner will probably be first and foremost. Obviously, receiver will be in there as well. But there's no doubt they're not going to be able to address all of their holes just in free agency. They're going to have to rely on the draft. And a lot of guys might have to come in and play right away, because we just talked about, you know, the three positions, receiver, corner, and safety. But they need a top outside linebacker to challenge Bud Dupree. They need a safety.
Are they good enough at tight end?
Yeah, I mean, they need a backup tight end if Jesse goes. You know, Morgan Burnett's future is up in the air. They might need somebody to come in and fill that role. So they got a lot of holes to fill here, and you're not going to be able to do it all by free agents. You might be able to fill one or two, but they're going to have to lean heavily on the guys they draft in April.
Let's look ahead to 2019 really quickly. What did Jalen Samuels show them in terms of getting workload, that he'll walk into St. Vincent, Ray, and fill in this blank? Jalen Samuels walks into St. Vincent, and he is what for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Solid number two. I didn't project any running backs to the Steelers in the draft. I don't think they'll sign one in free agency. You know, I think you need somebody better than Stephen Ridley, you know, somebody who doesn't have a fumbling problem. But I think you can get those guys, you know, priority free agents, somebody come in, get that number three job. And we saw a couple of years ago, Terrell Watson held that role for a half a year. So I don't think running back is a concern at all for this team. James Conner is just fine as your starter. And I think what Jalen Samuel did, you know, late in the season, I think he proved he could be a very, very viable number two for you.
Ray, before the AB stuff blew up, we were talking about a Ben Roethlisberger contract extension this offseason. Where does that stand as far as you know?
Well, I think they want to get that done before free agency. Obviously, they've been preoccupied the last couple of weeks with this AB stuff, and that'll continue to happen. But there's no doubt they want Ben for another, you know, 2 to 3 years, whatever, you know, however long he wants to play. And I do think that'll get done in early March. You know, and it's interesting, you know, Art Rooney took that meeting with Antonio Brown. You know, he didn't take it to for any reconciliation purposes. I mean, he was never coming back. So I just think Art really wanted to find out what went on with Ben and, you know, to see if they could, you know, avoid this type of situation in the future with any other player. So there's no doubt that Ben's going to get an extension. He's going to be this team's quarterback for another, you know, 3 to 4 years. But, you know, that's something else that they have to get done here, because you want to have that money prioritized for free agency, you know, which, of course, starts March 13th with the start of the new league year.
Real quickly, Ray, because I know you're a man of the people and you're out there and you can relate to everything that everybody goes through as a hardcore Pittsburgher, as a good father, good family man, all that kind of stuff. I don't think you even make the effort to shovel this stuff today. I think you wait for the rain to whoosh it away.
That's when and school is canceled, too. So I got the bus stop on my property, but they just canceled like a few minutes before you guys called. So I don't know if there's a need to go out and shovel today. Just it'll be raining by noon and it'll be gone by 4. So win-win.
Sit this one out. Take your game check AB week 17.
Today's a good day for a Fittipaldo to make wedding soup, I think, Ray.
Yeah, that's some beans and greens, maybe. Yeah, I think you're onto something.
There we go.
Start rolling them tiny meatballs.
Yes, there we go. I just made Ray's itinerary for him today. Why don't you send little Paul out there to make some money and shovel snow, actually, for the people that do want it shoveled?
I should have him do that. And he could probably make a mint here.
Put him to work. Your dad was putting you to work when you were like 4, Ray.
I know, and he's 7. He's going to be 8. He's got to get out there and do it.
Get out there and do it. All right, Paul Fittipaldo out there making the hard-earned cash. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
That's right. I can see Ray. You know what? That's a good idea. Get dressed and get out there.
I see Ray, like, in the kitchen with the white tank top on, rolling the tiny little meatballs. Paul, get out there.
Don't put too much.
Shovel the driveway.
Don't put too much in the sauce.
Start a sauce. Start a sauce.
You know, Ray's son, though, Ray's son is like the biggest Yankees fan there is in Pittsburgh. Does like book reports on the Yankees.
Really?
Wears all Yankees. Oh, yeah. Oh, he loves them. No, producer Matt, I'm serious.
I was going to say I think Ray's a great dad, but after that Yankee thing.
No, he loves them. Ray's son loves the Yankees. I mean, he's so into them for some reason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.